This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The debt addiction party is on, and you're invited. Hey, why stop now? You notice that President Trump is in command as we're now spending our way into oblivion, but he didn't start it. And in this podcast, I'm going to explain why no one can stop the spending. It's going to keep going up. The debt's going to keep getting worse until this government collapses in debt. Why? Why is that the case? Well, that's what we're going to talk about here. Thank you for joining me. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Health Ranger Report, where you can hear more podcasts if you dare. But look, under President Obama for 8 years, he was spending like a madman, just like a drunken sailor, as they say. And under Obama, he doubled the national debt to something like, well over $16 trillion. It was, I don't remember the exact number, but it was somewhere between 16 and 20 trillion. Well, now under Trump, it is 20 trillion. And it looks like it's going to go up now by $1 trillion a year. But you can't blame Trump himself. It turns out that nobody can cut the debt addiction, because if they did, the country, the economy would collapse. The economy is based on debt. The quality of life that you enjoy, if you're an American, even if you think your life isn't that high quality, believe me, it would be so much worse if we weren't spending future money now. See, what is debt? Debt's spending future money today, where somebody in the future has to pay it off. And if you've been paying attention to politics or finance for any length of time, you probably remember that there have been a lot of debt warnings for many, many years. In fact, it's been going on for so long that some people have started to believe that debt doesn't matter. I actually heard this from a segment of Rush Limbaugh the other day, who was saying, hey, in his experience, he's been hearing warnings about debt for his entire adult life. That's an exact quote, but it doesn't seem to matter. And I've seen other people say we ought to just get rid of debt limits, because that's just it's not even real. There is no debt limit. Just keep printing money. In fact, Rush said that how can you run out of money if you can keep printing money? That was what he said. Well, of course, anyone familiar with Austrian economics knows that eventually, if you keep printing money, you debase the monetary supply to the point where you end up in, you know, rapid inflation or eventually hyperinflation. So you ask, well, why hasn't that happened yet in America? The answer is because of the petrodollar. It's because the money supply of the U.S. dollar is so global that there's such a huge supply of M2 money all over the world, because, a couple of decades ago, there was an agreement between the United States and Saudi Arabia. And the agreement was that the Saudis would only sell oil in dollars. And in exchange, the U.S. would cover up the crimes and the human rights abuses and the corruption of the Saudi government, which is, of course, ridiculously corrupt. I don't even think that's debatable at this point. And the human rights abuses are outrageous. But the U.S. has covered up for that in the United Nations and through other political means. They've covered up for it because the Saudis agreed to force all buyers of Saudi oil to use dollars, which meant that other countries around the world had to buy dollars in order to spend them on the oil. What did this do? It created instant demand for dollars, which allowed the U.S. central banks to generate, to create almost unlimited free money, because it was, how to explain this? When you have such a huge base of dollars being used all around the world in such huge demand, you can create a lot of new money and sort of blend it into the system. It's kind of like money laundering. Have you seen that series Ozark on Netflix? I watched a couple of episodes before it got too weird and twisted, but what, like money launderers, they have all this cash from drug deals, and they need a way to blend in that cash with legal earnings from other legitimate businesses so they can pay tax on all the money and thus launder it and turn it into clean money that they can use legally. So what do? They run around town buying up bars and strip clubs, What else? Like any cash business, restaurants, let's say, even dry cleaners and so on. And then they could blend their drug money into that cash and launder it all and get away with it. This is kind of what the central banks do in creating money to blend it into the global money supply, where the demand has been created by the petrodollar arrangement with Saudi Arabia, which has been going on for several decades. I don't remember the exact year that this was put in place, but I'm thinking it was in the 1970s, although you might have to fact check me on that year. Sometime in the 70s is my guess. In any case, I'm thinking like 72 or 76. In any case, the point is that this is what has allowed all the debt spending. In essence, the United States has been exporting its debt addiction to other countries, because when the central bank, which is really not part of the U.S. government, of course, but when the central bank creates money and blends it into the system, in effect, they are demonetizing or debasing the money the dollars that are being held in the hands of other countries all around the world. In effect, it's sort of like exploiting all the money holders to steal a little bit of their value to generate your own money at home in the central bank, the Federal Reserve. You can only do this when there's widespread circulation of your money system. And that's exactly what's going on today. That's why we, the United States of America, have gotten away with debt addiction for so long without catastrophic repercussions like what we see in Venezuela. Like, you might be asking, why couldn't Venezuela get away with this? The answer is because they did not have the whole world using their currency. That's why. So when Venezuela started printing money and spending, overspending, you know, this big welfare socialist state, now people are starving to death, eating out of dumpsters. They're killing their neighbors' dogs and cats to put them into the stew. For real. That's actually happening. They're eating zoo animals, okay? They're breaking into the zoo to eat the zoo animals. That's how bad it is there. The reason is because they could not create money and flush it into their money system in the same way that the U.S. can, because the world is using our dollars. Now, with that said, this is all eventually coming to an end. Rush Limbaugh is ultimately going to be corrected in the sense that there are repercussions. Eventually, you no longer have enough money to pay for anything, because all the money that the government is raising is servicing the debt, i.e. paying back the loans that the government has been making in order to live in this debt addiction lifestyle. And when that happens, the quality of life in the United States will, of course, utterly collapse. It might look something a lot like Venezuela at some point. The thing is, you can't know when that's going to happen. That could be 50 years away, or it could be 5 months away. It's you just don't know. There are trigger events that can happen that can accelerate it. Or there are things that the government can do to kind of kick the can down the road a little bit longer, or maybe years longer. So it's hard to say. Right now, Trump's new tax reform system that was passed by the GOP is causing a lot of new money to be repatriated back into the United States, which could sort of delay the worst effects of debt addiction. So in the short term, might still be okay for a while, might be able to coast on this debt for a few more years, but eventually you can't. So read more about this at my website's newstarget.com. I've also got a website called collapse.news. Collapse.news covers financial collapse, food supply collapse, war, you know, nuclear, all kinds of stuff, environmental collapse. It's an interesting site. Check it out, collapse.news. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values, on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.